Richard M. Nixon's career seemed to thrive on paradox. He was a man famous for his lack of personal grace. Yet he became the only candidate in U.S. history who was twice elected both president and vice president. In the moments of his greatest triumph, he planted the seeds of future self-destruction, while his most public failures only seemed to gird his determination to mount ever more astonishing comebacks. In November 1972, Nixon was re-elected president in a landslide, carrying 49 of 50 states. But in the midst of that election campaign, Nixon's paranoia and distrust led to his downfall. Determined not to be blindsided by political dirty tricks, he planted one of his own, authorizing a burglary attempt of the Democratic Party headquarters at Washington's Watergate Hotel. The intruders were caught, setting into motion a White House cover-up, which would take 2 years to unravel. Yet unravel it did, leading to televised Senate hearings with all the drama of a daily soap opera. By the summer of 1974, many of Nixon's top aides had resigned and were under legal indictment. Finally, a tape recording system Nixon had installed in the White House provided evidence that the president had been involved in the cover-up all along.
This is an NBC News hotline report. This is Steve Porter. The rapidly unfolding events in Washington point to the resignation of President Richard Nixon today. An announcement was made at the White House a short time ago, and on the line with me to discuss that is NBC News White House correspondent Russ Ward in Washington.
Yes, Steve, there's no doubt in anyone's mind now that the resignation announcement will be forthcoming tonight. We were informed at 11 o'clock this morning, Eastern Time, that the president had called the vice president into his Oval Office for a private meeting. That private meeting lasted an hour and 10 minutes. A short time later, Press Secretary Ronald Ziegler came into the briefing room and had this announcement.
Tonight at 9 o'clock, Eastern Daylight Time, the President of the United States will address the nation on radio and television from his Oval Office.
Facing near certain impeachment, Nixon spoke on television to the American people on August 8, 1974, and announced that he would become the first president in U.S. history to resign from that office.
I have never been a quitter. To leave office before my term is completed is abhorrent to every instinct in my body. But as president, I must put the interests of America first. America needs a full-time president and a full-time Congress, particularly at this time with problems we face at home and abroad. To continue to fight through the months ahead for my personal vindication would almost totally absorb the time and attention of both the President and the Congress in a period when our entire focus should be on the great issues of peace abroad and prosperity without inflation at home. Therefore, I shall resign the presidency effective at noon tomorrow.
1 month later, Nixon's successor, Gerald Ford, closed the Watergate saga by granting Nixon a presidential pardon.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have come to a decision which I felt I should tell you and all of my fellow American citizens. As soon as I was certain in my own mind and in my own conscience that it is the right thing to do, there are no historic or legal precedents to which I can turn in this matter. None that precisely fit the circumstances of a private citizen who has resigned the presidency of the United States. Now, therefore, I, Gerald R. Ford, President of the United States, pursuant to the pardon power conferred upon me by Article 2, Section 2 of the Constitution, have granted, and by these presents do grant, a full, free, and absolute pardon unto Richard Nixon for all offenses against the United States which he, Richard Nixon, has committed or may have committed or taken part in during the period from July 20, 1969 through August 9, 1974.
For several years after that, Nixon slipped from view, and many observers assumed that his public career had ended at last. And yet, slowly but surely, he came back once more. In 1993, he returned to the House of Representatives and began his speech by humorously echoing General Douglas MacArthur's famous farewell. "Old politicians may die," he told the assembled congressmen, "but they never fade away."